2021年河南省普通高中招生考试试卷英语班测卷三，第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案，每段对话读两遍。
Number one, Alan, what's your favorite sport?
It's hard to say. I like volleyball a lot, but I guess I like tennis better.
Alan, what's your favorite sport?
It's hard to say. I like volleyball a lot, but I guess I like tennis better. Number two. Who is the tall woman?Next to Barbara.
Oh, she is Grace. Didn't you meet her in Cindy's party yesterday?
Who is the tall woman next to Barbara?
Oh, she is Grace. Didn't you meet her in Cindy's party yesterday? Number three.How about going to the Central Park or the movie theater this Saturday, Paul?
Let me see. Why don't we go to visit the music club to relax ourselves?
That really sounds like a good idea. How about going to the Central Park or the movie theater this Saturday, Paul?
Let me see. Why don't we go to visit the music club?To relax ourselves.
That really sounds like a good idea.
Number four. Alice, would you like to go to a movie tonight?
I'd love to. I haven't seen a movie for a long time.
Good. We should set off at 7:20. The movie starts at 8 o'clock.
Oh, let's meet at the gate of the cinema 20 minutes before the movie starts.
Alice, would you like to go to a movie tonight?
I'd love to. I haven't seen a movie for a long time.
Good. We should set off at 7:20. The movie starts at 8 o'clock.
Oh, let's meet at the gate of the cinema 20 minutes before the movie starts.
Number five. Gina, you'd better stay at home today in order not to catch a cold in such bad weather.
I think so, but I have to buy a gift for my mom. Tomorrow is her birthday.
Well, then you should remember to wear thick clothes.
Thank you. I will.
Gina, you'd better stay at home today in order not to catch a cold in such bad weather.
I think so, but I have to buy a gift for my mom. Tomorrow is her birthday.
Well, then you should remember to wear thick clothes.
Thank you. I will.
第二节，听下面几段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳答案。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第七两个小题。
Hi, Susan. What did you do yesterday?
Hi, Peter. I went out with my old friend Mandy from primary school.
Where did you go?
We went to the shopping mall.
But I remember you don't like shopping.
Yes, I wanted to go to the gym to do some sports, but Mandy didn't want to.
Well, maybe she doesn't like doing sports.
That's for sure.
Hi, Susan. What did you do yesterday?
Hi, Peter. I went out with my old friend Mandy from primary school.
Where did you go?
We went to the shopping mall.
But I remember you don't like shopping.
Yes, I wanted to go to the gym to do some sports, but Mandy didn't want to.
Well, maybe she doesn't like doing sports.
That's for sure.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes. Do you have any shoes in black?
In black? I'll take a look in the back. What size do you need?
Size 38.
Okay. You can try them on to feel if they are fit.
They look good, but they're kind of uncomfortable. I don't think I can walk.
You can try a bigger one. It will be much more comfortable.
Okay, let me try them on.
Hello, can I help you?
Yes. Do you have any shoes in black?
In black? I'll take a look in the back. What size do you need?
Size 38.
Okay. You can try them on to feel if they are fit.
They look good, but they're kind of uncomfortable. I don't think I can walk.
You can try a bigger one. It will be much more comfortable.
Okay, let me try them on.
I like swimming. I go to the swimming pool 3 times a week. There are 6 children in my group. My swimming teacher is experienced and friendly, but he is also strict. He teaches us to swim well and to be careful in the water. Each lesson lasts 45 minutes, but I usually train for 1.5 hours. I swim very quickly. But I can't swim very far. I practice a lot to improve my swimming skills. Last month, I took part in a swimming competition. 10 swimmers from 3 schools took part in it. I won the first prize. Swimming is my favorite sport. It's interesting, and it helps me to keep fit. I hope I can swim in the sea someday.
I like swimming. I go to the swimming pool 3 times a week. There are 6 children in my group. My swimming teacher is experienced and friendly, but he is also strict. He teaches us to swim well and to be careful in water. Each lesson lasts 45 minutes, but I usually train for 1.5 hours. I swim very quickly. But I can't swim very far. I practice a lot to improve my swimming skills. Last month, I took part in a swimming competition. 10 swimmers from 3 schools took part in it. I won the first prize. Swimming is my favorite sport. It's interesting, and it helps me to keep fit. I hope I can swim in the sea someday. Tom, I just got a new novel. You'll like it.
Oh, Mrs. Jones, I'm not here to look for novels.
Why are you here?
I want to buy some books on space. I'm going to make a speech about space next week.
That sounds exciting.
Not to me. I like art and music more. Do you like science, Mrs. Jones?
Not all science, but some of it is interesting. I try inventing a new pencil box.
That sounds fun. I know why I always think science classes are boring. I should do it rather than listening.
Better to do it once instead of listening 100 times. You should put what you learn into practice. Tom, I just got a new novel. You'll like it.
Oh, Mrs. Jones, I'm not here to look for novels.
Why are you here?
I want to buy some books on space. I'm going to make a speech about space next week.
That sounds exciting.
Not to me. I like art and music more. Do you like science, Mrs. Jones?
Not all science, but some of it is interesting. I try inventing a new pencil box.
That sounds fun. I know why I always think science classes are boring. I should do it rather than listening.
Better to do it once instead of listening 100 times. You should put what you learn into practice.
There are many people in our community. They are very friendly. Now let me introduce some of them to you. Auntie Peng is a teacher. She is patient with her students. Her classes are very interesting and lively. Uncle Hao is a taxi driver. He is always friendly to the passengers. Uncle Li is a policeman. He works hard. Because of his work, he sometimes forgets to have meals. He always helps others when they are in trouble. Uncle Dong is a cook from a family-owned restaurant. He cooks delicious food. He also signs up for a voluntary program where he makes meals for those homeless people. Uncle Wong is a cleaner. He always pushes a cleaning truck and cleans the road wearing a yellow hat. They are all excellent people, and we are proud of them.
There are many people in our community. They are very friendly. Now let me introduce some of them to you. Auntie Peng is a teacher. She is patient with her students. Her classes are very interesting and lively. Uncle Hao is a taxi driver. He is always friendly to the passengers. Uncle Li is a policeman. He works hard. Because of his work, he sometimes forgets to have meals. He always helps others when they are in trouble. Uncle Dong is a cook from a family-owned restaurant. He cooks delicious food. He also signs up for a voluntary program where he makes meals for those homeless people. Uncle Wong is a cleaner. He always pushes a cleaning truck and cleans the road wearing a yellow hat. They are all excellent people. And we are proud of them.